Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Heart.
We about to be traveling. Oh, my bad. What's going on, everyone? How y'all is? Welcome to Full Fantasy Radio Live, Trifling Week, second edition. OM to the MMG. Oh, boy. I'm trifling today. We're going to get everybody else going to get trifling today. Call up to the show and be trifling, 347-989-0767. I see we already got some people on the Lizon. First and foremost, I got to put this out. I want to put this out to one of our trifling co-hosts, Black Reporter. His trifling ass is on a freaking date today. No, out of all days, out of the 7 days inside of the week, out of the 168 hours, he had to be trifling and take today at this time to go on a date, try to get him some ass. You know, this is what I've been talking about, folks. This is why we have trifling week. And look, he was supposed to give us the trifling news. He ain't do that. But that's all right. That's all right. That's all right. OMGE. All right. So this is what's going down. I have people calling in. Our trifling reporter for today will be Mr. Rico. He be on his ignorant shit. He gonna be on his Brooklyn bullshit. He was being trifling today. I seen him being trifling today on Facebook. So he's going to go ahead and give us a call in. But in the meantime, in between time, OMG, I don't know where everybody went. Now I can't get nobody to be trifling, right? That's all right. That's all right. I'm going to put them all on blast, Look, we already into the show. Lady C missing her trifle man. She missing. I'm blowing them all up. Any other time, they want to be in it. Now they want to be trifling. They want to get missing. You know, that bullshit. That is that bullshit. However, that still got me out. Once again, that number to call into, 347-989-0767. Call up and let's be trifling together. You know, I'm going to tell y'all some other trifling shit. I was on Facebook. I seen this YouTube video of the homeless man. He trifling. He on the train begging for money, and then his cell phone go off. I don't know. What the hell? Where they do that at? What you need a cell phone for, sir? What you doing with a cell phone? That is some trifling ass bullshit. But tis the season, folks. Tis the season to be trifling. And if y'all fail to remember, this holiday season has begun. It's official. Tissue, the holiday season is here. So they're going to be trifling. They are definitely going to be trifling. Hey, call to the show, 347-989-0767. Press that good old one button if you'd like to talk to the hostess with the mostest, Mr. Crush Hearts. I also want to remind everybody, next Tuesday is here, folks, the super fluffy motherfucking takeover on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to have the 98-inch Miss Bowie Supreme Divas going to be in the building. We got Guinness Book World Records, Norma Stitz coming in on the 16th, and we also got 6'4", 600-pound wrestler, squasher, CEO, activist, Miss Queen Rocky is going to be in the building on the 23rd. It's my birthday on the 9th. I'm going to be celebrating 3 years on BTR. We're going to get ignorant. It's going to be official like Scott Tissue. So without further ado, we're going to get ignorant right now. Words of the gingerbread man. Let's get ignorant. All right, so first off, I see you 347. They got their hand up. We're going to bring the 347 in the building.
Hi, girl.
Hey, Charisma.
Hi.
Look at that trifling shit. You didn't. Why you. That trifling shit in the background. Look, you got the beef in the background. What's going on?
Man, I'm calling in, that's all.
You calling in, girl?
But I have the most trifling moment. I had the most experience, y'all. I went to this party. No lie, my right hand to God. This girl asked me to lift up her dress. And girl, this thing came from under there and it killed me. It killed me. That was the most trifling moment. And you know I love Great Goose, baby, but that drink was too strong that night. Yeah. That was my most trifling experience.
Oh, man. That is some trifling shit. Just told you to lift the back of her dress.
Right.
And what happened?
I don't know, girl. It was a smell came from under her dress.
Oh, no.
I don't know. You know how you
been
over? Yeah, right. You know, she was finna take a picture or some junk, and she said lift it up, and she bent over, and that's when it just hit my nose. I got sick.
No.
I was ready to go, girl, before I even got there.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now that is some trifling bullshit. We're going to put that down as some trifling shit right there.
Right.
Oh, no. That tartness ain't good, ladies. You got to squash, especially when you're in public. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So where you at? You at the store? Where you at?
Yeah.
You around people?
Yeah. You hear background,
right? Somebody the phone. Ask them if they have a trifling story they want to share. Let's be trifling in public.
No, I don't
think.
Hold on.
You said no. See if we can find some trifling stories out in the public, the real world. You are report on that.
Girl, no, I don't see anybody.
Worthy? He trifling.
Huh? Right.
You're trifling. OMG, this is going to be the longest 2 hours ever, folks. I'm going to tell y'all some other trifling shit I got going on right now. Some trifling bullshit. I know the cable's acting up, you know what I mean? Cable man supposed to be coming. You know, I thought I was going to have my shit on by Sunday, right? No, that's some bullshit. I had to reschedule all the way until Wednesday. So tomorrow I should be back at it like a crack at it. That's some bullshit. That's some trifling ass bullshit. But however, we still at it. We still going to be rolling with the punches. We still trying to track the week going down. Don't worry. You know what I'm saying? Don't worry. We're going to be about to clean up our trifling shit. All right. So that's your trifling story, Miss Charisma. You're going to stay on
yeah.
with me. All right,
I'm gonna stay on for a minute.
Okay, Ms. Charisma is gonna be my unofficial co-host for right now. We got 912 in the building. I see you, 912-973. I see you too. Shout out to y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in to the Shizzle. If you'd like to speak, press that 1 and put your hand up when I bring you on the air. I can't play my trifling song of the day. I don't have no switchboard like that, y'all. My board is very limited right now. That's all right, though, like I said. Y'all can tune in tomorrow. Tomorrow will be on air, same time, same place, 9 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. We have a special trifling broadcast tomorrow. So without further ado, we're going to bring in 912 on 912. You on the air? 912. 341, 912, 341. Oh, they hung up. That's some trifling ass bullshit. That's trifling, trifling. Anyway, Christmas. You see that Christmas? You see
how trifling? Tonight is trifling night.
Yeah, I know, right? But don't be scared. Don't be scared. We are good money. Like I said, it's going down on Phone Fantasy Radio, Super Fluffy Takeover. Kick my co-host in the butt. He's in trifling. He's trifling. Like, you know, you're supposed to be doing this, this, and this, and this. He's slacking, y'all. I don't know, man. I'm about to be trifling and just tell him, like, I'm good. I think that's what I'm doing. I think I would do that. His punishment for being trifling towards me, I'm going to be trifling towards him. He can't co-host. He can't co-host when Supreme Diva comes. He's going to find me a new co-host. He can't co-host when Supreme Diva comes. That, you know, you're going to be trifling to me, I'm going to be trifling back, shit. Tired of his trifling ass. Am I wrong, Charisma?
Nope.
He's been trifling for the last 3 weeks.
Black reporter?
Yeah.
We don't know what we're going to do with him.
Mm-hmm. He's been trifling for the last 3 weeks. First, my show ain't real. He got his real job now, and all types of shit, man.
Right.
Man, he wanna call me the day of to tell me he got him a date. Then he said, man, I should have saved the voicemail so y'all can hear it. It wasn't even like he said, LaCrush, listen, I'm not gonna be able to make it to the show tonight. I got me a date. No, this is what he said, y'all. This is some trifling shit. This is why he's trifling. He gonna say, here go one instance where real life take priority to Phone Fantasy Radio. What, nigga? What, nigga? You have to, like, you be living like that. What? Nigga, you don't be alive like that. Like, priority. What, nigga? You have to, like, you got dates lined up. Out of 168 hours in the week, in the 7 days in the freaking week, this is the only time you could have got your ass a date. Look at your trifling ass. What, you in front of a fucking precinct? What the hell? You in front of a precinct? Only in the hood. Only in the hood.
Only in the hood. You know that.
Huh?
You know that.
Only in the damn hood. Them trifling motherfuckers.
Right.
And how you going to catch a... And this is my understanding. That's some trifling shit, too. Now that I'm bitching. And I'm not even smoking weed, y'all. But...
What happened?
Police sirens is dumb wild. How did they catch a criminal? Why was you waiting for the police sirens? And how did they catch you? I'm supposed to be out. You can hear those things three blocks away. I got a three-block advantage.
What?
They don't like it all the way until they get to the door and then turn on the siren. So if I'm going evil and I hear sirens, I'm out. I'm not going to wait till they get there. That's some bullshit. That's some bullshit. Am I wrong?
Nope.
Charisma, doesn't that make sense?
Yeah, you better.
You know you sitting up here robbing a bank. You can hear the sirens three blocks a motherfucking way. I'm out. It ain't like they'll get in front of the bank and then turn the sirens on and tell you to freeze. No.
I want some cherry candy. Cherry.
Look at you. You hear? He's trying to hear him. Use the phone or not.
It is some cherry.
Look, we got no. We want some cherry now, ladies.
It is. Look.
Look, we want some cherry now, ladies. Can I get some sour powers? Can I get some cherry sour powers?
Can I get this sour power? They don't sell those here.
Sour powers. That's what's up. Oh, shit, that's for y'all.
I need
the green one.
I want cherry.
No,
want
just
the green
sour
one.
Apple. We got an hour and 45 minutes. People act like they be
you don't
want to
look.
That's all right, though, y'all trifling bastards. I remember what it's talking about. I don't forget all about y'all.
That's all right. We're going to hold it down.
We're going to hold it down. That's all
right.
We got
right, right. We got
minutes.
Things.
We got,
I want some more.
We got it.
Any or some more.
We got this. We got this.
I don't want no bad.
I'm about
things.
To go outside and get some trifling people.
You want what? Okay.
I'm about to go outside and get some trifling people.
You gonna get some trifling people? It's a lot of people.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
go outside and
trifling. I can't say
and hit up the drug dealer. I'm gonna go outside and hit up the drug dealer.
Share your trifling story moment. I don't know if they wanna do that type of stuff. Give me my give me a piece of candy green.
Go ahead,
I don't want no gum. I want green. Can't give me what I want green now later.
Right. She pimping, y'all. She pimping in the candy. She pimping in the soft candy, y'all.
I want green. That's right. Thank you.
Really, with all the people in the store.
Right.
Yeah, some trifling people.
Let me think of it. I don't see nobody that would talk to me.
Talk to the beer guy behind the counter.
They don't speak English.
Trifling. Huh?
I'm out walking, girl, eating me some damn peanuts. That was a Chinese man.
No,
that was a delivery man.
No.
What are you going to say? Come down.
Exactly. Come down out.
Nah, that.
And he just said that shit with an attitude, too, don't he?
He be hot.
Come on out. What? Come on out.
Yep.
I'm going to fuck you up. Come
fuck
on
you
out.
Up now, you're talking now, you Chinese man.
Don't be rushing me, nigga. Hurry up. Come down now. Can I try something? Talking about the guys. Look at you. See?
I don't know, right? But you started it because you told me to ask somebody to share their trifling moments.
It got to be somebody.
And I, how you doing?
Yeah,
I don't see nobody that want to share their trifling.
Go inside the laundromat.
I done passed
that.
All right, folks. We got people calling in. We're going to be trifling tonight. We're going to act a fool. Right now, I'm going to bring in the 973.
Come on.
It's trifling week.
Share your
trifling week. On Phone Fantasy Radio Live.
Hi, you on the radio.
973. You on air with LaCrush Heart and Miss Charisma.
Hi.
Who you is.
What up?
And
this is your
trifling story.
Yeah.
What? This is your boy, Insane Jermaine, the BBW Spokesman King, a.k.a. James Brown Jr., the hardworking
yeah.
man, showbiz, a true hustler.
I got you.
All right.
It is what it is.
Yeah, so my cousin of mine is this. Yesterday, I had to go take care of some business. And you know, nobody forgets about 9/11. And I'm a black man. You know how black folks say it. We ain't going out with fight. I stepped on the New Jersey Transit in front of my house, getting ready to take it uptown, had to check, and some black man and some black woman I never seen in my life, they got on the bus, it was all quiet. The woman sat down. She sat down, or whatever, boyfriend or husband sat down beside her, and when she sat down, she said, I'm about to go crazy. And when she said that, she started going off on the foreign people and everything on the bus. Nobody was saying nothing. The woman said, bitch, if you look at me like this, I'll beat your ass. And then she said, the other woman, I'll beat your ass too, and she went behind the bus driver. And then she turned around and said, just went all out. Y'all foreign people come to this country, make all kind of babies, and they take care. And she said, I'll fuck everybody up. And I was in my head, not me, bitch. Not while I'm going to goddamn fuck you up on this bus, right? Not with me on this bus. And I was about to get off that motherfucker the next stop. And it's a black woman. They be stereotyping them Muslims. Now, I ain't stereotyping nobody. You get talking some shit. I'm on the plane to fuck you. Or I'm going to fuck you up. Not with me on there. Let me off this. I'm getting fucked up in the air. Give me a goddamn parachute. I'm getting the fuck off this motherfucker. Not with me on there. Y'all will be fucking up next. That's a trifling chick.
Wow. All that?
She was for real. And then, the bus driver seen a police officer, police ride around like, you know, police. He came in front, he took a right, and then when he seen him back, he talked to her. Then she said, okay, you won't get no word out of me again, you won't get no word out of me. And then she started up, and then she started up again. I was like, Lord, please calm this woman down. She might be a sister, but I'll fuck her up on this bus if she act up. Not with me on here. You won't be doing shit with me on the bus. I heard that charisma, what she said, I had that experience too this morning. I got like three times. So I had that experience early this morning. One called me this morning. She called
now,
me and everything.
Now, it's going to be
trifling. She called me
I'm
and this
now. Now, give me some candy. Watch.
What you said,
she called me up this morning. Jermaine, come to the house. I came to the house and everything, and I came there, and it was all good and that thing. And, you know, I didn't know what it was, but she caught me on the surprise. Her daughter's going to school, and she wanted me to go down.
Come give me some cherry candy.
And she had done, I guess she had done took a shower and this and that, everything like that. But boy, when she caught them.
He did mean today.
Charisma, you ghetto ass woman. It says Jermaine, hold on. It says Jermaine, still with us?
Yes, I'm still with you.
Okay, now what you're saying, you went this morning and did what?
Yeah, well, like this morning, this afternoon, this lady called me to the house. This is a lady I know and everything like that. She told me to come over, so I came over and everything like that. Her daughter was going to school. Her daughter was going to school, this and I came over. This and I don't know, she just got to take a shower, this and that thing. I guess, you know how y'all women, y'all get hot and everything some morning. She got hot and this and everything like that. And so she got hot and this and everything like that. She wanted me to go there. So I was getting ready to go.
She wanted you to eat her?
Yeah. So when it started to happen, like, that won't kill me. Bullshit. I said, excuse me, can I go to the store and get me? I said, I got to get a bed something real quick. But I went out there and I ran out there and I went far from that house. Not me, baby. Not me. I'm sorry. Not me, baby. Not me. I'm sorry, baby. Call me. Why you ain't come back? I got stuck up. I had something to do, baby. I got stuck. I had something to do. And then another trifling thing. This is the last one. I guess you reap what you sow. Now they say you reap what you sow. You started, they do it. This one here, big ups, and big ups to Brooklyn too. Brooklyn showed me some love last Saturday. Oh my goodness, they showed some real love last Saturday. But this one here, she called me 10 o'clock yesterday, off and on. Well, problems, and I tried everything in the book to satisfy her. I even offered the girlfriend, off and on, and it went from 10 o'clock yesterday to this morning, 4:30 in the morning, 4:30 in the morning. And this lady told me that's what you get for being so good with your tongue. But it went on, and at the last thing, you know what it was? I got a text. Get what she said? All I want you to do is teach me how to ride a dick. I said, it took 24 hours for you to say that? Just to say that? You fucking goddamn it called me back to back, ready to hell from 10 o'clock Tuesday morning to 4:30, goddamn it, Wednesday morning, and then send me a last thing and say, all you want me to do is teach you how to ride a dick. That's some trust me shit. Had me cussing.
You got it like that, man. You got it like that.
Nah, but goddamn.
Ooh, that's some trifling shit, though.
I offer you $500 to come to school.
Right.
I'm trying to figure out what you want.
Moving right along, we ain't gonna keep people holding on. Thank you, Insane Jermaine, for sharing your trifling stories with us. We can't hear you. Your phone cutting up right there, Jermaine.
Okay.
But we got some other callers though. I need to get to. So you just hold on to the line, Insane Jermaine. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Enjoy the show, and thank you for tuning in. All right, moving right along. I see you, 6-0 Nizai. I'm going to come your way right Nizal. All right. Let's see about our trifling reporter on the streets. Charisma. Well, damn. I missed my computer. All right. Okay. We're going to see. Okay, here we go. I miss my computer, folks. Y'all got to bear with me. I got fat thing
and
I'm using a touchscreen. Charisma.
Two, four, six. Four D's and one more D's. Yes?
What you doing out there? What you do? How you being trifling out there?
I'm flirting at the store. I'm flirting with the guy.
You flirting at the store? You're trifling. You're supposed to be bringing me some sour powers.
Wow, you want me to come way where you at this to put some sour powers? I bought you some, though, but when I see you,
you
I
bought
got
me
you.
Some, but I got
yeah.
to get them.
I got you some. Right. I want them.
Who
well,
you flirting with?
The guy at the store, girl.
What he saying? What
the
he
one that
wanted to
give me my
9
later.
He won't give me a 9 later?
Yeah, he gave it to me now. No, that's not. How much are you?
Trifling at the corner store. Mm-hmm.
Oh, nope. I got to bring you 30 cents. 30 cents, okay?
All right.
I can't bring you 30 cents. Okay.
All right. We're going to let Charisma finish flirting with the guy at the corner store. I do not want to hear her knacking. We got 314 holds on to the area. 609 hung up. Sorry, 609. Y'all need to call back. Y'all need to bear with me here. I told y'all, y'all trifling heifers. I'm coming to you. You're sitting up there taking all day. 347-989-0767 is the phone number. 347-989-0767 is the phone number. If you want to talk, I advise you to press that 1. It'll raise your hand. I know you'll talk. I'll bring you on air. If you don't want to talk, you can just sit there and listen as we be trifling. Okay. Black Reporter, trifling mofo of the evening. He's on a date right now, so he claims. He on a date with some lady, took him to dinner, invited him to a dinner or something like that, some type of dinner. So we'll see if he'll make it to the end of the show. But anyway, want to remind y'all, next week it starts. Next week is the Super Fluffy Takeover. Super Fluffy Takeover. Next Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, right here on Fall Fantasy Radio Live. We have Miss Supreme Diva out of Chi-Town coming through, representing for the SSBBWs. It's going to be bananas. So y'all definitely want to tune in. Also, remember, Trifling Week is going to be all the way till Thursday. We got a special broadcast going on tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, right here, Phone Face Radio, blogtalkradio.com/thecrushedheart. So if y'all missed tonight, you can definitely tune in tomorrow. We're going to have more people. I'm going to be at it. We're going to be in the chat room. We're going to have all that open. Woo, it's going to be his art. It's going to be his art, his art, his art. So let me see if I have any trifling stories to share with y'all. I got a trifling story to share with y'all, okay? Now, I'm not well-known, you know, but I like to do my thing. I like to be friendly with folks. I like to meet folks and, you know, just have fun. So this young man, excuse me, this young man just wanted to come by, chill out, and have fun with me. All right, fine, bet. No problem, okay? He spent all day. All right. I'm sorry. Technical problems, folks. Technical problems. But back to what I was saying, right? This young man came by, okay? And, you know, we were chilling, we was having a good time, and he got mad because I fell asleep on him. Listen, I like to chill. If I'm comfortable with you, I'm going to fall asleep, especially if you're boring. You can't get mad at me because I fell asleep. Is that some trifling shit? Was I being trifling, Miss Charisma? Are you with me, Mr. Charisma?
Yes.
That wasn't trifling.
Yes, you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm back.
Was I being trifling because I fell asleep?
Yep. you just knock off. But you
huh?
know they said that you know that what they you know they say about that, right? If the person not entertaining you, of course you're gonna go to sleep if you're bored.
Exactly. So he got mad because y'all know, y'all done heard me sleep on phone fantasy radio before. A bitch snore. I'm not even going to lie to y'all. I'm not even going to try to lie and deny it. I smoke. Okay, I tell y'all. But this is my excuse for snoring, right? Y'all already know I'm a super-sized, fluffy woman, right? Now, I got to fill all this body up with oxygen through these two little muscles in my nose. Where they do that at? So, therefore, I got to open my mouth. And I got a fat tongue. Y'all done seen the pictures. You know what I mean? So I got a little bitty hole in the back of my throat. So, with that being said, that's why I snow. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Right.
You can have a little nostril to fill a big body like this with oxygen. That's all I'm saying.
So
and not
who
expect
all
to hear them. Huh?
Who all online?
Me, you, just me and you.
Oh, nobody else?
Me, you, 973 holding in. He chilling,
okay.
Listening and stuff like that.
Okay.
It's good though. It's good though.
Right.
It's about to go down. We good. Why? You got somebody over there? They want to share some trifling stories?
No. I told you that they. Nobody.
Nobody. Where did everybody go? Everybody's like, "Of course, I'm gonna be there. I got you."
Now ain't nobody calling, right? They want to
call
us an hour when the show is over.
Yeah. Now nobody know my number. I ain't got the internet, y'all. But now nobody know the number. Anyway, the number is 347-989-0767. You don't know, there you go. That's the number. 989-0767. 347. Call into the show. We'll let you on, and you can share your trifling mofo. Okay, so you share your trifling mofo stories, Charisma. Give us one more dealing with you and possibly a man. Yeah, what's the triflest thing a man has ever done to you or you've done to a man?
Girl, the triflest thing I would say I can't say that.
She was ready for a moment. She had it all set
right.
Up and then she was like, Come on, Charisma. Share with us.
No,
you know you
I'm not sharing that moment.
You ain't got no trifling shit to share.
Oh, yeah, this one here is about my best friend, girl. Let me tell you. And, oh, no, the most trifling moment, for real, is down south, my little girl daddy. My little girl daddy came to see me on a Monday. He was in jail that Tuesday. He was on TV Tuesday. Now, that's some trifling shit, right?
What happened?
Like, my little girl daddy came in. Yeah, he came and seen me on Monday and was on TV Tuesday morning.
Wow.
Nah, that's trifling.
What you did to him?
Nah.
Oh, okay. He had a warrant out for his arrest?
No, girl. He was out trying to break in them people's shit. You go to jail for that. You go to jail for that. You better leave them people's stuff alone.
Wow.
Yep. He got caught, him and his homeboy, girl, the same two that we seen Monday. Like I said, we seen on TV Tuesday morning. They got him with all the merchandise and stuff in the car.
Wow.
Yeah, that's trifling.
Wow. OMG, I see the 317 is in the building. Mr. 317, how you doing?
I don't believe them nigga did shit wrong, but get caught.
That's right.
God damn it.
Because
I come from a long line of robbing a nigga ass nigga, so.
That's trifling right there.
He broke rule number one.
Mr. Ignorant himself, and they get caught with everything in the car?
Yeah.
Nigga, when you get out of the store, nigga, that means vanish, nigga. Magic trick, poof. Hello? You would have seen a nigga like me running down the street with two DVD players under my arm, goddammit, and some shit in my pockets falling out, cell phone chargers falling, and I'd have been gone. Damn, you fucked up, Charlie. Ain't care for me. If I'm feeling, I'm getting the fuck away, goddammit. I don't care if I get away with one DVD player and I drop the other one.
I'm getting away with something.
And they go, and I come back and it's broke. I'm still gonna get one of them motherfuckers. Right, I'm telling
you. That's the name of the game.
I'm telling you, I'm a certified like crush. One time I went to, we called it, this chick that stayed downstairs from, she had a little daughter, and her daughter's baby daddy was one of my little young homies, and the nigga, I guess they were from Chicago and they moved where we was at. So the nigga, her boyfriend, the mama boyfriend was a big dope dealer. You know, niggas had nice-ass Cadillac, all that other shit. So the nigga P didn't like him. He was like, man, this nigga got a truck that got this, that, this, and a fourth in it. And I want y'all to hit it. You know, he was part of our clique, but he couldn't do it because they knew it was him. So me and my nigga Twiz, like, we going to wait that nigga come over late night from Chicago, and we going to peel this shit, right? And I'm going to tell you, this how bad a thief want to get away with something, goddammit, to get away. We got in that motherfucker. We got his TVs, his amps. His, we even took the door speakers, a nice door speaker. We took the door speakers, the radio, GPS. We took everything. My nigga got all this shit in the bag. He got this big-ass stupid box with 412s in it, big long-ass box. I look like, how the fuck we going to get this damn speakers, man? This motherfucker tall as me. Yeah. I grabbed that motherfucker, and now we look back on it. It was the retardedest shit in the world. I grabbed the box. I got it holding it on my shoulder, this big, long-ass box. And how it was, the niggas, the ladies, they stayed downstairs in the apartment building from me. So what me and my nigga did, this is the most dumb criminal shit. We don't think about it when you're doing it. We went out the back door of the apartment, and right in at the back of our apartments, we got an alley. So we went out the back door. We went down the alley about three houses and came on the side of their house, ran across the street because this truck was parked right across from our building. Ran across the street, ran all the way back down the street to the front of our building where the truck was at. Got the shit. I put the shit on my shoulder. Then we run back down the street, and it's like 2 a.m. The street lights is lit up. It's only two black-ass niggas running down the street with this big-ass speaker in the stage. And we get to the third house, then we crack down the side of the house, run to the alley, come up the alley in the back of the building, and then come up the back stairs. While I'm running, y'all don't know, back in the day, the speaker boxes used to have a little steel screen on.
Uh-huh.
And,
yes, I do remember that. You crazy?
Yeah, the steel screen in this motherfucker. Yeah, his shit had like, I guess like on some of the screens, like the edge of them was like kind of like peeled up, like so.
Uh-huh.
It was bent. So I'm coming up the stairs. That motherfucker slid down, man. That steel thing caught the middle of my palm and slid down my hand and split that motherfucker wide open. I was bleeding like a stuck pig, but I got this peak in that motherfucking house, nigga. My mama come in this bitch, what the fuck all this blood is? Oh, hell no, y'all got speakers and bikes and shit. Yeah, she found all our stolen shit. Boy, but I got away, though. I'm glad that it cut me at the house. Because if it would have cut me before, they would have had my dumbass DNA right on the scene.
Wait.
That's some trifling shit. How you going to take it back to your mama?
I was living with my mama. Where else I was going to take it? I was living with my mama.
Exactly.
I was only 15. Shit. I ain't had no stash spot. I had to put that shit in the closet.
That was the mama house.
Yeah,
wow.
I had to put it in the back of the closet so she didn't find it. But it came out.
Well, Mr. 317, can you properly introduce yourself so people know who your trifling ass is?
Well, I'd like to let y'all know, since you said it like that, my trifling-ass name is the Gingerbread Man Block Entertainment, Sharp Team ENT, and the motherfucking building was happening.
What's up? Mr. Ignite himself.
Yeah, Mr. Ignite is here. Y'all see, you told me, you don't tell me about no show like I ain't going to show up. I was late because I'm trapping. Yeah. But I'm in this thing. That was the last person I think that's going to come in a little bit, so I'm cool. I can talk to y'all.
That's so.
It's real street nigga in the building. I hope y'all love it.
Ginger, let me ask you, what's the most trifling thing you've done to the opposite sex?
The most trifling thing I've done to the opposite sex? Well, see, it's the difference. Is it the most trifling thing to me or a trifling thing that people think trifling?
Okay, people,
you know,
first
I'm
people than you. Because
so.
You got different opinions of what's trifling. So,
the nastiest thing,
regular people is like, nigga, you trifling, that type of shit.
The trifling, I give y'all two trifling things I done that normal people might be like, he is this trifling. And then I could give you some shit that I don't think nothing's trifling, so I couldn't even give you nothing that I think is trifling myself because everything is ball gone. It's all play. So.
Right. Right. I'm telling you. I was about to spit out some shit too, Jen, and caught myself. Like, okay, hold on. Let me give you this story up.
Yeah, I don't. I will not hold my tongue. I will tell y'all that. I will not hold my tongue. Everybody know me. I will tell you anything that I
feel.
And I think the trifling thing people would say, Agenda, you trifling for this, when I don't think so, is I done licked her ass. Licking some anus, sucking on a butthole, and eating the pussy on a period.
Damn.
And don't get me wrong, I just want sucking cherry juice. She had a tampon in there, but I was sucking the shit out that clit. I ain't never sucked a clit so hard in my life, goddamn. I sucked that motherfucker till her nostrils caved in, goddamn it.
Damn.
Yeah, I mean, now people would consider
that's
that trifling.
That's how they doing it in Cali. That's how they doing it out there in Cali?
Oh, this is an ATL Indiana shit right here, baby.
Oh, word. That's how they doing it
out
there?
Yeah. And I would say if people would say like, most people say this traveling too, I let women lick my ass. Call it what you want.
I don't know about you. Trifling freaky, ladies.
That's freaky.
That's
like
trifling,
nigga. That's freaky. Get with it. I'm feeling you,
dude. Damn straight. You straight up.
Right.
I do all in there, bro. You want to know
how
I do every nasty shit. But I ain't never sucked a toe. That's crazy. I ain't never sucked a toe. But I done sucked everything else on the ground.
You fuck around and suck my toe, you get kicked in the mouth anyway.
Hell no. You wake up in the morning, your tongue off, rolling shit with a little green patch on the side of it. Your toenails past the roof of my mouth, and I get gangrene.
Now, that's trifling. Now, that's trifling.
You can't
right.
Start. Bitch, you gave me a mouth STD with your foot. What kind of shit is that, man?
Now, that's trifling.
That's worse than trifling. That's just straight out funky.
Y'all too much. Well, folks, you on the phone.
You the one that brought this old gutter butt-ass show on here, so you ready. You started the shit.
That's all right. I'm going to tell y'all something. You know what? My show is hot. My show is so hot. I had other shows stealing my show, and now it's time for my show. People done got played out to it.
Well,
let me throw this out there. From my understanding and from what I've been listening to from Final Fantasy Radio, they not only are they stealing your show, but they stealing the topics too. I'm like, if you're going to do your shit by yourself. You can't come to my show and take my shit to your show and then discuss it like you thought of that. That's not cool.
Yeah, because they show be stealing my shit.
Word, I'm telling you, I don't care whenever show I call in somebody else's show besides yours, I hear them talking about some shit she done talked about on her show. So that don't make sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm not even going to
And
talk.
Then most shows,
I stole a question from Ginger's show.
You did,
I stole a snorkel, but that was just a good ass question. The snorkel.
Give me my 25 cents. Right now, PayPal. Holla at me, PayPal.
I told them where I got it from, Ginger.
That's right. But that's what I
do to you. That's different to you and I mean, them and myself. I told them where I got mine from.
Hey,
but then you
got to
think about it,
like
phone. You got to think about it. Remember, you was the one that Phone Fantasy Radio was playing when you didn't have a call come in, but you still sat there and done what you do.
Yeah. Yeah. From the get-go, from the start.
That's all that matters. You don't care if nobody call in. Chris Hart still going to run from Fantasy Flat Radio. So.
Yeah.
Can I give y'all some good enlightenment?
It'd be me and my shadow.
Playing with yourself on air and shit. Tickling your Nucci and shit. Playing with the lady chair.
I'll be
tickling your baby penis.
Nah, that's trifling.
Hey, can I give y'all a little hood enlightenment? Huh? Can
me
I give y'all some hood
enlightenment? I fell asleep on here.
Yeah, you fell asleep on me. Yeah. I can imagine. You better not be an old narcoleptic motherfucker. We fucking and you just fall over.
And I told you.
What the fuck?
I
was that good? I'll be walking around the room and shit doing a good dick dance like I done put this hoe to sleep. No, she's a narcoleptic. What is this? Hey, this year, I need counseling now and shit. can I give y'all some
Your show be live, Ginger. Your show be having a factor of moving, and I wear myself out.
Okay.
It's different.
Hey. Can I give you some hood enlightenment? You know how I did this crazy shit. It may be the cocaine. It may be the pills. It may be the reefer. But crazy shit popped in my head. And something just popped in my head, and it said, Gingerbread, tell Chris about this hood enlightenment that I just gave you. Speaking in a second person. Ain't I crazy?
Right.
But check it out. Here's what it say. Y'all know why men call y'all hood rats. I can tell you the exact reason why y'all call rats.
Yeah.
Because if I come over your house, turn out all the lights, tell you to bend over and stick my tongue in your ass, you're going to squeak. Goddamn straight.
You're going to make some noise. Damn right. That was a good one.
That ain't the end, though. And after I make you squeak, I'll stick something in there and beat it up. It's liable to make you bite through some shit. So, you know what I mean? That's what they consider y'all rats. Yeah.
That pillow be
over. That's my hood philosophy.
That's trifling. That is so trifling right there.
I'm stuck.
Look, you
I'm for real.
I'm not fucking with you no more.
Right. Why your voice so high?
That's what I'm talking about. Because for real, I remember the first time I stuck a tongue in the asshole. It was so unexpected. She never thought I was going to even touch her ass. She was surprised that I was licking her coochie. And man, I pushed her legs back and I gave that tongue thrust. And now she said, ah. I said, what the fuck was that? And you know I couldn't stop though. And I was like, what in my head? I'm like, what the? Did she just freak? Women freak? I know y'all purr. And I know y'all moan and growl, but they squeak? Hell, I'm going to put some WD-40 in your throat. There's some WD up in there. Y'all just terrible. Y'all are terrible.
No,
pack
we're not terrible at all.
And then y'all get me out here. Y'all know I ain't got the right man and no motherfucking sense. Y'all know I ain't got no
motherfucking
sense. That's why we love this gingerbread, man. I ain't got no motherfucking sense so bad. My family be embarrassed to be out with me in public places because they swear I embarrass them so bad. But I don't get no fun. My girl said that we was in a bar. I got to dance. And in the middle, they played this country song. I got to dance. I didn't give a fuck. She goes,
right.
Oh, my God, you're embarrassing. Shut up.
Who the fuck they looking for?
I don't care what you want, boy.
She got them pigs and pigeons got the block.
The block is hot up there.
They got the block locked down on them, Lexi.
Yeah.
I mean, Merton. I mean,
the fuck?
Now, nigga, I didn't put the Batman cartoon on. You ain't set your ass down yet.
Yeah, they got that bitch locked down.
Is that trifling? This one talking about hood news. This one talking about spring. That's some trifling, folks.
Girl, I'm talking about these pigeons down here on this corner, nigga. They got this bitch locked down with the paddy wagon. All them hoes. All in one, nigga.
Somebody gonna get some anal sex tonight.
Somebody just got shot then.
Look, somebody gonna get some anal sex tonight, ain't it?
Huh?
What?
Look, somebody gonna get some anal sex tonight.
Where is it at?
Somebody go, you damn right somebody gonna get some if they get this nigga.
As soon as they get you behind them bars, they gonna
damn
put some
right,
butt on
you.
Damn
right, they got
you,
nigga. What?
Hey, you
he
know
gonna,
what fucked me up?
He gonna
right?
be in
that
squeaking.
This nigga told me, I was sitting on Facebook and I was scrolling down. You know, I get like 10 or 20 people a day, friend ads and fans and shit, and I add people and I don't check who it is half the time. Last time I asked the motherfuckers that I would have wanted to block, but I don't think about it. I don't block nobody, so I add everybody. So by doing that, I end up adding, not knowing that I added a whole bunch of transsexuals that like me and men, women, and all this shit. But I never know until I'm looking at my status, and I'm like, damn, one status, this bitch had on some thick-ass Knight Rider, black glasses, titties out, had a hand block. I said, who was that? I ain't never seen that. I click on it. This motherfucker say pre-op transsexual, and they got titties and all the crazy shit, but the motherfucker put up a status. Say, last night was so wonderful. He dipped my booty in butter and ate it like lobster. I said, what, nigga, you got
all that? That's why.
Dipped it in butter? Hell no, that's nasty. You got a dick that's probably big as his. Y'all up here playing swords in the middle of the bed. Shit, kind of nasty motherfucker.
You need
nasty.
To shoot them bitches. Put
them in
the shoulder,
man. Look, I left a status for a chick that somewhat stalker on the gingerbread man, so bad, crazy shit, imaginary kids and all kind of shit. I left a status about this bitch. But I should have put this status for this bitch and all the bitches like that and transsexuals and homosexuals. Because the status said, yeah, I mean, you want me so bad. The only way you're going to have me is in your dreams. So go ahead and hurry up and get started. Take two bottles of sleeping pills. And go ahead and get started and take two bottles of sleeping pills because that's the only way you're going to have me. P.S. I hope your ass don't wake up.
Right.
It's on my page right now. I'm going to go post that shit on Ed Transfer.
Right.
You nasty
that's not
nut
nice.
Motherfucker.
That's not nice. Everybody get love.
Man, it ain't nice.
Man, why you
okay,
can't
well,
love them
it ain't nice, Kirk. Well, tell me why when I look on the motherfucker trans, this motherfucker, I'm going to even put the name out there. This motherfucker name say London du jour or some shit, Adore du jour or some shit, right? I go on there. This motherfucker got titties. He got jaw and cheek implants. Might got a pussy. I don't know, but I'm looking in the pictures, right, to see what this is before I got to the picture that the motherfucker had on there. They had a T-shirt on saying something about representing trannies, and that's when I knew it was a motherfucking man. But I looked through the pictures, and they got this motherfuckers in the doctor's office getting some shit done to their face with these weird-ass instruments. And then the little caption at the bottom say, what a woman goes through for beauty. What the fuck? What a woman goes through for beauty?
Honey.
You a man. It's crazy, man. It's just crazy, man. I swear to shit crazy. What a woman go through to for beauty. And you a motherfucking
yeah,
man.
Yeah, women go through that too.
And but you ain't no woman. So how you going to say it like you going through the shit? You wake up with a hard on in the morning before you got to pee. You're like me. Yeah, baby. That's fucked up. You laying next to your woman and you wake up, you got a hard on, you got to pee, you look over and her cover's sticking up. What the fuck? This shit ain't right, man. This shit's not right, man. I swear that shit ain't right.
You know what's some trifling shit? Jerry's trifling for that shit. You bring a man on and a tranny, and they ain't know for like 4 months that it was actually a man.
Yes. Oh, they trying to
that's
get
some
right
trifling
there,
shit right there.
Check this out, man. This bitch told me this is like this crazy shit. The motherfuckers come at me low key inbox messages and shit. This bitch told me she said. She hit me up with a message. It was like 3 paragraphs long telling me how fine and how good I look and sexy I am. So I'm feeling myself in this message. So I'm just living like, damn, Shawty, you think I'm all that? Hey. And then it gets to the end, and she said, you know, I like to fuck you and let my transsexual, she didn't say transsexual. She got a gay brother, so shit, he ain't want to watch it. Maybe he could join in. What? How your brother got you?
That's what happens when you're Mr. Freaky. See, that's what happens when you're Mr. Freaky. You the one sit there and say you do the booty hole and everything.
You got some badass feedback coming from somewhere. I just heard you three times in a row.
That's not the point. That's not the point.
Now, this is another thing that gave me. This is what I need to know, Chris. I was on MySpace. Motherfucker hit me up, fine chick, model pictures, everything. Even some was nude. I seen the coochie. I seen the clit ring. I seen all of that. It was sexy. She said, I want to braid your hair. Cool, come back.
You want what?
She want to braid my hair.
Uh-huh.
So I said, cool, come back. You know, it was like, I really, that night, I was fucked up off that powder and everything else, pills, and I was drinking liquor then. Motherfucker come back. It was dark. The basement where we had it was dark. Me and my cousin was downstairs. She came. It was two chicks. They come.
Okay.
And I'm like, I'm drunk as fuck. Yeah. I'm scummy. Huh? Hello? Hello?
Ginger.
Oh, okay.
All right. Ginger got lost, y'all. I see the 646 is in the building.
Oh,
I gotta get him
up.
Oh, there you go. Oh, no, you got fine. Your phone,
hello?
You know your phone be doing that shit.
Oh, my bad, my bad. I was still talking. Like, she talking about Ginger got lost, and I was still talking. Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, yes, your phone all. Muted.
Oh, my bad. Well,
so, wait, let me get to the 646 real quick, Ginger.
Bring them in.
646. 2023. Third Space Entertainment in the building is typing in. Hi, Clint. Where'd he go?
I don't know. How you gonna ask me?
You know what? Y'all people when y'all trifling phones.
I'm telling you, that's what happened when you get his phone from the dollar store. I told them niggas about that shit. Just because it's $2.99 don't mean it's a deal.
All right.
But yeah.
I guess you don't want to play
now.
With us.
Well, we're doing that good because I need to finish my story.
Go ahead.
Because come in on that bullshit. Yeah, I said it. But, yeah, I'm drunk as fuck. Like I'm literally fucked up. I mean, stone fucked up. Like, couldn't tell my ass from my penis. Fucked up. I'm sitting downstairs. So they come. It's dark. So I sit in the chair. I still ain't really zoomed in on them. I sit down in the chair. And we turn on the light in the basement that's toward the front of the basement so, you know, Charlie could see why she braided my hair. So, you know, I'm not paying attention. I'm sitting down, I'm slouching. I look down, I'm like, why she got on footies? Like, house shoes. You came over here in house shoes? Like, that clicked off. I ain't seen something. I still ain't zoomed in on, so I'm sitting here. You know, I start taking my, I don't like people taking my hair down. I already had it almost down. I'm taking the last two braids down. And Shorty grabbed my hair, and I noticed it was like a strength on that hair. Like, and I looked, and I'm like, she close on my forehead, at the top of my forehead, like, gripped. And I looked up, and I could see fingers, and I'm like, these fingers is long. And I'm just telling her, so my cousin dying, you know, I'm fucked up. My cousin dying, she say, she come down the stairs, and she say, hey, come here for a minute, I got to holler at you real quick. So I said, hold on, Shorty. I go upstairs. She said, cuz, I think that's a man. I said, well, who what? She said, trying to braid your hair. I said, man, don't you say that shit. Man, you bullshit. I go back downstairs. I told her to light and stand face to face with this motherfucker. And I was looking like, man, you a man. And she was like, the girl with her was a girl, though. But she was like, it was a man. And Shorty was like, nah. Then she tried to go get his whole story, man. Small story short, that was the first time I went ham and turkey on a motherfucker. And I just believe that you should tell me some shit like that, you know what I mean? You see I'm fucked up and ain't paying. I really didn't even look at the bitch face, like, wasn't even looking, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Motherfucker had on a little lion-type hair, you know, that urban-type hair with it like a little afro. They had one of them on, and she had the whole face makeup on. But I know, like, it tripped me out when it came down. It was like, all I seen was hips, big hips and a big ass. Like, you's a man. You had on house shoes, so I couldn't see the size of your feet. And this shit wasn't, I'm so fucked up, this ain't normal shit that ain't calculating to me. But my cousins is there, so they calculating the shit for me. And I'm like, man, what the fuck? I don't even remember what the fuck I did. But I remember I got a message on MySpace. It was like, that was fucked up, you know. I'm sorry I didn't tell you, but all I wanted to do was do your hair. I do hair. I wasn't trying to get with you or nothing like that. I don't give a motherfucker, goddammit. That was fucked up. Put your nut-tickling hands on me.
Nut-tickling hands?
On my hair. My hair. I'm like Samson. You done jack dicks off with that hand. Ugh.
How you know? Man is a person.
She a man. And she want
so?
A man. Fuck that. I don't give a man crush. She gonna get her ass crushed. God damn it. And not in a good way either. Motherfucker tried to trick me, man. Transsexual was always trying to get with me somehow. Like, man, I'm talking to the motherfucker, right? Check this shit. I'm on pay on Black Planet. That's why I'm fucking Black Planet. I don't get on tags. I don't get on Black Planet.
Social network.
Yeah, man, these social networks full of gay. I ain't got a problem with gay people, but they are full of transsexuals and fags. I'm talking to the motherfucker on Black Planet. This motherfucker say, man, motherfucker just like a chick. Didn't show no pictures where you couldn't see none. It's on pictures kissing on niggas and with the family, dressed like a girl, just like chick and everything. I ain't thinking nothing of it. I wasn't really trying to get on. I don't be hooking up with people off the net like that. But she was talking and everything, and I almost went to meet her because it was a coinky-dink situation. She stayed in the same complex I was staying in, but I didn't know. So I'm talking to the motherfucker over the internet, and she's like, yeah, I'm about to walk up to the gas station and get me some cigars, but I've been trying to find me some weed for the longest. I can't find no weed. And I'm like, well, catch two. What a quinky thing. Why don't you holler at me? And she's like, well, where you at? I can come to you to get it. And I'm like, shit, I'm on West Timber. And she, I said, what? No. I said, what gas station are you walking to? She said, the Sunoco. I said, hold on. Is it a Domino's bag? And she was like, yeah. And I'm like, where you live? She said, Cambridge. I said, I live in Cambridge. She like, I stay in the back. I'm like, I stay in the front. I look out my patio window. She walking. She like, I'm walking right now. I see her walking all across to the gas station. Shorty come in. From the distance, she looked like how she come in to the door. And Shorty was taller than me. Hands bigger than me. Man, I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, all I can say was, she gave me what you want. What you want, goddammit? I can't even conversate. She's like, I want to smoke. No, I don't smoke. I just said, hell no, man. You got what was so funny? I called my OG was over there. I called my OG that's a motherfucker leaving now. Because, you know, we laugh at motherfuckers. And my OG don't know how to hold her motherfucking mouth. So I call her out. And she laughing loud as fuck, like, big ass back on that motherfucker as she walking out. Yeah, I mean, she hit me with a Black Planet message later, too, like, I heard your mama. I said, oh,
you left fucked up.
I don't give a fuck, man.
It was type of shit. You could have just left it, let it be, let the person go on by their business.
No, because if motherfuckers wouldn't do that, if she would have just said, look, I'm a transsexual, I'm a man or whatnot, and I just want to get a sack, it would have been 100. You know, I keep it 100. Don't come to me with no sour belly bullshit. Yeah, you know I mean, well, you know what it is. You knew you had a dick. Don't pop up, because it was crazy. Like, literally, this motherfucker had perfect
don't
micro
pop
blade.
Up. That's funny. Don't pop up.
Yeah, because I tell you, man, look, oh, you ain't right. But the motherfucker had perfect micro braids, had the hazel eyes, had the motherfucking perfect eyebrows arched and shit, had the smooth, perfect makeup on, like you did your shit good, like, had on a motherfucking Coogi outfit, fly clean in a motherfucker, nails done better than long-ass fingernail with these pretty-ass nails done better than half the females I see, got more gold jewelry on and everything, and you was a big man. That shit ain't right, man. On the real, that shit ain't right. My girl gonna tell me one night, one of the motherfuckers popped up and met, talking about, you sexy. My girl gonna say, why don't you answer back? I'll slap you for saying answer. What do you mean, answer back? Answering back, I'm not gonna tell
them. Ginger, you sexy.
Man, fuck that. I'm not sexy worth a damn if that's what you get. Call me a hunchback at North Carolina.
OMG, folks. Let me refresh this. Folks, we are at the top of the hour. It's Tittle Soul. We got the Benjamin and his ignorant ass sharing his trifling tranny stories. We got people holding on to the line. Shout out to Miss Charisma, 616 Twin, a.k.a. Goldface Entertainment, acting like he ain't got nothing to say to me. That's all right. 973, I see you, boo. Ginger, I just want to let y'all know that next week is on and popping. We got Miss Supreme Diva. I said it. You heard me. Miss Supreme Diva next Tuesday is going to be in the building. And,
you mean the porn star?
Yeah, I mean the porn star. Yeah, Miss 98 Inches of Booty. It's a SSBBW takeover on Phone Fantasy Radio. We got Supreme Diva. We got my birthday. We got Norma Sticks. And we got Queen Rocky from Large in the Charge magazine. Next month is going to be live. It's our BBW Appreciation Month. So I got some real BBW, super size that. Just coming through. They're going to show love. They're going to share their talents and everything else in between. It's going to be a lot
of
fun.
I know I'm going to be there with a bottle of baby oil and my dick out.
What that thing going to do but get lost?
Exactly. I'm trying to. Where's Waldo in this motherfucker?
Next Tuesday, she's going to be in the building. Chi-Town representative. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I'm going to be here. I want my dick
here.
To get lost. Yeah, I want my dick to get lost in somebody's back fat.
It's like that? You just going to push me aside? I got back fat.
Yeah, if you ain't got no back fat, I don't want my dick on you.
Shout out to all the mamas with back fat.
That's fucking up a nigga that don't weigh number 175 on the chick with back fat.
Those be the ones. They can get in the creases and the crevices. That's what I say.
They on the real.
I say the slimmer the better. They can get into the creases and the crevices. Holla if you hear me, super fluffy. I know y'all listening.
They from the rooter to the tooter. Get all the nooks and crannies.
That's it. Especially when he about his business. Man.
Yeah, like
but this one guy, I met a guy, I'll tell you some trifling shit, y'all. I met a guy, and like I said, y'all know me, y'all normally fall asleep, so nigga ain't entertaining me, but I fell asleep, and all of a sudden, my breathing was kind of hard. It was hard for me to catch my breath. I'm sitting up here wheezing, I can't sleep, and all of a sudden, I start wheezing, because I couldn't catch my breath. I'm like, right? I'm big girl. You can't now. When we just start getting like that, you get scared and you try to wake yourself up. I'm trying to wake myself up.
So you sleep apnea and
just,
shit.
Real hard. Breathing real hard. All of a sudden, it felt like I don't know where all this weight came from. I get up. This dude is really laying on top of me with his pee. Now, mind you, I still got all my granny panties. And I had on the wrong-ass granny nightgown. This nigga done lift up my nightgown. He was in between my thighs, pumping away. He was laying on top of me, pumping away.
You had the drawers on. How did you get in?
I had my drawers on, Ginger. I swear, everything I love, he didn't insert nothing. He was fucking my thighs, right between my thighs. When I say he was going in, he was going ham, turkey, all types of cold cuts. Okay, he was going in. All right, bologna, all that. Honey turkey, all that. That nigga was like a deli up in that bitch. He was going in, and I couldn't breathe. Ginger, I was trying. Listen, if my arms are long enough, I was trying to choke that nigga. What the fuck is he gonna get off of me? He came in everything, and really didn't see what was wrong with that.
Hell no, nah. That nigga came in between your thighs.
He was wrong. Ginger, I swear, it was like extra 100 pounds came out of nowhere, and I'm...
Yeah, what he did was, he was waiting for you, he was sitting next to you, you were going to sleep. He said, yeah, she going to sleep. She sleep. Hold on, she sleep yet? Yeah, she breathing hard. She sleep. Jump on them thighs. That nigga pounced on your ass like a lion in a wild.
I was so mad, yo. And then he came. That's his kicker. That's when it did it all. When that nigga and came and didn't even come a little bit. Came a whole lot. Yo, I was flipping.
I know you would have been mad because you're sitting there laying in a puddle of nut and you didn't get not one good sensation. Hell no.
And then you start to be bleeding, and it was like, how he woke me up. I don't know. Maybe he father was awake, or maybe he asked me. I don't know. Maybe if I did get some at the end, maybe he kept around and ate my pussy or sucked on the titty or something. But it was like, oh, hell no. This nigga is not sitting up there. I tell you, oh, man, like, nigga.
It was a way he really could have did it, though, but you wouldn't complain. It was a way he could have did it, but you wouldn't complain. If he would have lifted up your stomach from the bottom.
No, I was on my stomach. I was laying on my stomach.
Oh, well, the shit.
I was laying on my stomach. He laid on top of my back.
Oh, well, what he should have did was he should have spit a little bit right in the crack, the T crack. I call it the T crack, where the butt cheeks go across and the ass crack up and down,
yes,
right in the middle of the T. If he would have went there and his penis was a decent size, he would have been able to go in and out and create friction, which the head would have kept rubbing past the clit, and you would have been able to bust him at too. But he just did it in a fucked up way.
Oh,
that
yeah,
you had the draws on. Yeah, I forget.
I had
draws on. So he just fucked your draws up. The front of your coochie had a nut stain
on it.
I was
comfy, Ginger. I was so comfy. You couldn't tell me I was comfy. Then here comes this man.
It all
I'm like, come on, sir.
We ain't shit but dogs. We a hump a dead body.
And I believe that, too.
We will hump
I
a dead body.
I definitely believe that.
Yeah, you know, it's white men out there that cut women in half and drove around fucking the bottom half. It's a real true story like that. So a man will fuck a dead body. That's what women say, God damn it, if I put a hole in a wall, this motherfucker might fuck that. Well, if you get this wet, he just might. Because I know on a late night you might be
and
gone.
And that's
what
we get
glory. Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. Late at night, and you gone, I might just try to see what the glory hole talking about. Niggas will stick their dick in anything, goddamn. It don't matter what it is. I want some of them niggas got STDs and nuts and dick burnt off and shit. Because we will stick it in anything hoping for a good show.
Oh, it was crazy.
But what's so good, though, what's funny is I ain't mad at him because hitting your thighs, I thought you was on your back. You was on your stomach. So that's like damn near hitting it from behind because them thighs be as big as an ass. And it's like, Max, shit, it's like fucking doggy style. So I know what he was feeling, but I feel you too. But at the same time, you better get yours while I'm getting mad, or you ain't going to get yours.
That's that bullshit. That's what that is.
No, I'm lying. I ain't going to do that, though. You know I'm a satisfier. Y'all just got to talk shit for my niggas because they get mad when I don't have their back.
Whatever, nigga. That's wrong.
But I ain't going to lie, Chris. You can't be mad at him. I'd have fucked your thighs, too. I'd have fucked your thighs. I would have told you to put your arms down real stiff. I'd have fucked your armpit. I'd have fucked everybody. Get down to fuck everything. Fuck it. You'll find out, goddammit, the wrinkles in that armpit feel just like a pussy when she squeezes it real tight.
I know.
Yeah, so see, this
I've got a couple of
that's
guys
what I
like
love
that.
About a big girl. That's why I like big girls, because this is saying I always said about big girls. Big girls are wonderful for this one reason. Big girls are wonderful because they have 10 pussies. And these ladies, everybody got no 10 pussies. Yes, they do. A big girl got a pussy all over her body. If you don't believe it, you got to go in like I go in. A big girl got a pussy all over. They can wrap their feet. They little fat ass feet. They can wrap their fat ass feet around their penis, and you are busting nuts. That you can hump their calves because they got thick calves. You can hump their calves. They close them thighs. You can hump them thighs. If she lay on her stomach and bend her legs back, you can fuck the crease of her knee. Yeah, I mean, I got all kind of ways I done fuck big women, so I try to touch everything. It might all the way. That's why later on I make sure I get them off, but I'm sure I get myself off using a whole body. I don't waste shit. It's like Thanksgiving.
That's
all right.
Give me y'all.
What you do is you just eat their pussy till it's so numb and they don't want no more cum, and then you can fuck anything you want on them because they just going to lay there and let you do the dumb shit.
Yep.
Straight up.
Yep. Sound like something Crusher do.
They busted their good nuts. She done busted 4-5 nuts. She want to really take a nap. But let me let him work himself out, because I know as soon as he stopped, that means he nutted, I can go straight to sleep. So I'm going to let his ass do whatever. You might fall asleep while this nigga humping your armpit.
Yep.
But, hey, I believe it is. He's going to be happy as hell with you sleep or not, because he got that nut off.
So you in that deep sleep now.
On the radio.
No, she in that deep sleep, so she don't feel shit. Yeah, you know, flipped all types of ways.
Straight up, no bullshit.
You
no bullshit. I fucked my girl so good. I fucked my girl so good about a couple days ago. So good that she wanted to have sex all day, every fucking day. I said, you can't do that just because it was that good that time. You gonna wear me out. Then she fucked me to death for 3-4 days straight and then gonna get mad because I slept all fucking day. You don't want to land in the bed all day, get up in the bed, bitch. You don't want to fuck the nut out of me. I ain't got no energy. Ah, whatever. Man, you need a dick. That's what I said. You need a dick. I want you to have a dick so bad, and I want to bring a bitch in here, make you fuck the shit out of her and bust 8 nuts, and then sit you there and see if your ass going to wake up first thing in the morning. Let me fuck that.
That's what it is, Al. So, Ginger, what's the trifling thing, or what was done to you?
Finally, the trifling thing a woman would consider finally was licking my ass and trying to put her fingertips in my booty.
What's
that? Oh, no. Women would consider this trifling. Yeah, they would consider this trifling, too, when I done had threesomes, foursomes, and fivesomes. I pull it out one chick coochie, the other chick suck it. I put it in her coochie, pull it out another chick suck it, put it in one butt, pull it out her butt, chick suck, both of them suck it. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, well, that's what y'all. Okay, I found something then. What you supposed to do when you got 2-3 women at one time? You got to keep that shit going. I can't be fucking both of y'all at the same time, so we got to make it exciting. You got to make me feel like a king, my daddy. And I don't be asking for it. I pull the dick out trying to go on the other pussy. She paused, like, hold on. All right, go in there with that good new wet on it. Yeah, have my spit on it when it go in that coochie. Okay, put it in that coochie. Beat it up a little bit, put it out. She like, put it in my head. Hold on, but you put it in there. Let me get it moist. Okay, now put it in that ass right there. I'll be wondering, do women taste ass after I done pulled out their ass and they done sucked it?
That's right.
Do the head have a little around the rim? Do it be like a little small piece of peanut or something? I wanted to do this, like, because I done that, some chicks and done that around me, and these freaky lot of women situations. Like, I'd always wonder, like, because I'm not, if I fuck you in your ass and then fuck you in your pussy, I'm not sucking your pussy. We're going to go wash that, then I'll suck that pussy. But we just ain't going to do it right off the GP, because that's you got a little ass in there.
That's crazy. Yeah. I want to let people know that I don't have access to my switchboard anymore. It's no longer here, so it's just me and Ginger for now.
But
y'all all listening to Fall Fantasy Radio. Don't worry, tomorrow's show will be much better. There'll be a chat room and everything. So, I know they mad at me right now.
What happened to the switchboard?
I don't have it no more.
You just had it a minute ago.
I don't have it up no more.
Why open it back up?
I can't. Nigga, if I could, I would.
Yeah, you should have said something to me, and we could have been tag teaming.
Oh, please. Ginger, you was late. You was traffic.
But you can't do it live on air, so that's the only downfall. I might have to click over and call. Huh? Oh, text it to me. Text me. Let me get it cracking.
All right.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, text me, we get it cracking. I'm about to say, I should call. No, I ain't going to call. That was exactly what I was about to say. I should call. No, I ain't gonna call. Text me. Let me go on because I got my shit open. I go get it. We gonna get it cracking. I'm the motherfucker's like, no, these son of a bitches crushed this morning. Gingerbread on there all by herself with her trifling ass. That's exactly what they saying right now. She wanted ginger to her trifling ass self. It's all good though, because we keep it popping. We are the talk. Yeah, I mean, we the ones that get the shit jumping off anyway. People just interact on what the nasty shit we playing. I ain't nasty. This is real life shit. What I do, don't you call me nasty. God damn it.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not a trifling person. I don't do anything trifling.
Yeah, you do.
Uh-oh.
You put a Sprite can in your mouth. Uh-oh.
That was a Crush can. Thank you very much.
You did Lipton Tea, Crush, Sprite, God damn it, Grape Pop, and everything else. So how that is.
That's all right. I don't trust you. You trying to tell me you didn't like those pictures?
Hey, I ain't complained about a goddamn thing.
See, so just imagine the other 1,200 friends I have on there. They're not complaining about a goddamn thing.
I'm
filling my mailbox up. I can't get on there. They're not understanding. I have no access to a computer. No, I'm trifling right now. However, I'm still on air, so that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Right, I made it on air. Shit.
And when you're a good person and you're doing things like that, good shit happens to you. Like they can't say you ain't gone nowhere. You're gonna get shit cracking. People don't think you can answer them. They only answer you because it's just a short delayed problem. You will be able to answer them. So, I mean, if you're there, we're gonna get to you in a minute. It ain't like we ain't gonna get to you. We're gonna get to your motherfucking ass. You got to give us get to your motherfucking ass. You know what I'm talking about, old shit, man? That's all it is, you know, a little postponement, a little delayment shit. That's all. It happens to the best of
that is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
OMG. But it's going down. I'm going to be back on tomorrow, and then we're going to head over to your show. So tell everybody where we can find you at.
Oh, you can find Gingerbread Man Wednesday night from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. at www.blogtalkradio.com/sharpteamradio. That's SHARPTEAMRADIO. And it's going down. You know, I got to show give you that love real quick. Yeah, I mean, you got the 225-281 in the motherfucking building. You got the
625
in the building.
That's my trifling lady.
You got the 973-752 in the building. So we got the 225-281-646-724 and a 973-725-752. So we in there like booty here.
All right. 225. Lady C.
Hello.
Hi, Lady C.
Hey.
I was calling your types of trifling and you was there.
I apologize.
We get trifling week and they get trifling and don't show up. I got their asses though. You know a black reporter went on a date today trifling. I mean, Lady
yeah.
C. Yeah. You know how to get in his ass. Out of 168 hours of the week, he had to pick 9 p.m. on a Tuesday.
That's
when he was available. You know he ain't had a date in a while, bro. There are no excuses. He knew about today for a week.
Hey, Crush.
Yeah.
It's a 443. You want them in that too?
Oh, everybody.
443-928.
Hey, Twinkle.
Twinkle
in the building.
No, I called earlier.
Welcome to the show, Trifling Twinkle.
I'm not trifling.
All right, he's trifling. But you're his representative.
I had to
send a special. Lady C, I don't know, this might be more trifling than your situation, Lady C. Twinkle, share with people your trifling situation.
And tell them the new shit, too.
spent the weekend with this guy only to find out that he was still with his baby mother. He left the day. Matter of fact, it was like an hour after I left. He left to go to her house.
Wow. We didn't know that much.
Yeah, it was like an hour. But, yo, but he called me today to tell me he went to go see his kids. You know what I mean? She wouldn't let him leave. And I was like, that's cool. I mean, I might be minutely trifling because I'm going to still sleep with him, whatever. That's all it's going to be. Because I ain't going to lie and say it wasn't good. It was magnificent. I'm not about to let his mistake mess me up.
She couldn't lie, Crush, because I cussed her ass out on Facebook.
He did. He got on me on Facebook.
But listen, y'all. She didn't even tell it right. Listen to y'all. I was on the Gingerbread Man show, because this is where I scouted her at. Last Friday, she was on the Gingerbread Man show. Folks, she said like she had spent the day at the spa. She was so calm and collect that she was just mellowed out. She said she was in her bed and she ain't moved. She didn't know what day it was. She couldn't remember nothing. He laid it on her, folks. Well, I said they laid it on her. He laid it on her. That was last Friday. We go to the Gingerbread Show for Manic Mondays and we get in there and it's a whole nother ball game. Family members done told her that he done went and moved in with the baby mother.
Ooh.
And he the one who said he wanted to be your boyfriend, huh?
Yeah, he did. But you know what I mean? Shit
happened. I don't know,
Pop. Still gonna give him a pussy.
Hey, he's still right there. It's good, it's good. Listen, Ginger. I understand, Twinkle. When it's good,
but that's what
it's
I told
good.
I said, Twinkle, don't lie to me. Because you can't, it's hard. You women just nowadays is not going to give away no good dick. You know how hard it is
exactly.
to find a good
I'm
dick?
I'm not.
Exactly.
Like, I'm going to be mad. You know, I'm mad for a little bit. But you need to come
to
call. I'm going to be over it.
Mm-hmm.
It might not even
Ooh, so you are Trifling Twinkle.
I'm not really. My situation is. I just choose not to leave the situation.
Wow.
Then at more Alabama. Mm-hmm.
That 646 number is unmuted.
No, 646 is wide open. They wide open. Everybody wide open.
Yo.
We got 225-281.
Well,
I might got fucked up on.
Twin.
Yeah.
646.
Hold on,
let me
get that out
here.
Hello?
You got the man. Twin.
It ain't sleepy messing up.
I hear X in the background.
That's what I'm about to start seeing who it is. I'm about to find out real quick.
That's
what 646 exactly
right
who it is.
That's
646
right there.
Let me see. Yeah, I be well. As soon as I muted it,
yeah,
I ain't
know.
Hear the baby.
I know that's 646 right there. All
okay,
right,
so
shout out to Ghostface Entertainment. We probably get them. We'll get to you, Twin. We'll get to you.
And
you
I got
the kids in the background.
So what we got open now, we got 225-281. We got 443-928 live. And we got us. And I got muted, 646 and the 973. You want me to open up 973?
Yeah, you can open up 973.
Okay, I'm opening up 973.
Oh, just a head up, Ginger. On Wednesday, Sir Marcus will be calling in to defend himself.
Oh, yeah.
Ginger,
we're going to have to do a simulcast. I'm going to have to call it to your show, my show live.
So you know I'm going to be messy as hell. Y'all know I'm
going
to be messy.
I can call into that. So 10 p.m., we're going to do a simulcast. I'll call into the Gingerbread Man show. Oh, man, tomorrow, 10 p.m., you know we start at 9. So y'all need to get y'all trifling stories in early. And then 10 o'clock, I'm calling to the trifling man. I'm calling to your show.
Uh-oh, twin and hung up.
We're about to get ignorant for real.
Hello?
You know what? I told
hey,
you. Like,
hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Yeah. I'm still in the room.
the gingerbread man, I need to speak later for the trifling stuff. This ain't saying, Jermaine, I'm about business and money. I need to speak to I heard gingerbread man, you said you were Block Entertainment.
Yeah.
You talking about the label Young Jock? You talking about the label Young Jock was on?
Jock's still on the label.
Well, you don't know me?
Who is
you? You don't know me? You don't know me? It's ain't Jermaine 2005, the VIP, Red Man. Young Jock, I know his brother Rock. That was me, Insane Jermaine. Stack a Mill. New One AR Entertainment. Club Shook Your Head. I opened up the VIP.
I'm still
I was that drunk nigga that I was. Come on, T.I. The Stabbing the Peace 2005. Club Shook Your Head. At the Underground. When it first
oh, at
up.
The Underground.
Yeah, that's the nigga that sung. That's me, Insane Jermaine. The nigga in the, that was wild or not in the VIP. That's me.
Oh, Sheree, how did you get on here?
I know
where
I'm from. I know T.I. I know all of them. I know Rock. I know Red Man, Rock.
I got a confirmation.
I know them.
You know him?
Hell no. He got to know me.
How do you know him? Where are you from? Hell no.
You know him for real, Gingerbread? Listen, Gingerbread Man. And St. Germain that gave us hell, okay? And he done preached a story in our heads. About this is Block Entertainment, about this VIP. Do you remember seeing this man at the VIP?
Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I definitely do remember Insane Jermaine at the Underground. And we do a lot of shit at the Underground, though. But I remember Insane Jermaine. That's why I'm trying to picture what your face was, because, you know, I'd be off everything else, my nigga, with shit, but I do
You're
remember
Facebook.
The name. That's why I started laughing, because it tripped me out. Like, I said, hold on, Insane Jermaine. Hold on, that, nigga, you was out there. I mean, if that's you, nigga, you was out there.
Yes. I opened it up.
I vouch for him on that one.
Man, you need a network. I know all of them cats. I know all of them. I know Rock. I'm trying to get up with Red Man right now. I'm trying to get up with them right. Put like this. The song I did, Ass Up for the Big Girls, Rock told me to do that. He the one gave me the idea. I supposed to did a video. Put like, we supposed to shot the video in Atlanta. See, Rock got Rock was having some beef with them. He said he was having beef with Block Entertainment and Diddy. And the only
you talking about Rocco?
Yeah. That's what I talked to him.
He was, I mean, I don't think Rocco really fucked with us because some niggas robbed Rocco and stole his computer out of his truck. And niggas label knew the niggas that did it. And one of my niggas went and got the hard drive. And he told Rocco, if you want the hard drive, give me $7,000 and you can have it. Because it got all your music on it, everything we done already looked on it. It got all your music that you've been working on for 3 years, all your material. So Rocco came at the block. So you know about Rocco coming up the block with the bulletproof vest on?
Yes. I know about all that shit.
If you know
Usher, tell Usher I need tickets to the OMG tour. Yeah. Yeah.
You know the Shop Boys, right?
Yeah.
Party like a rock star. They had just came out. I met them niggas in the studio. Because I said, who is these cats? They keep playing in Atlanta, party like a rock star. I said, they don't play that shit in South Carolina. I went, now I come down here. I said, they're playing. And they were like, yo, they were like, they in booth 28 right now. I said, for real? And that they told me, yeah. Now I know all of them. I need your number, dog. I need to see you.
They need your number, dog.
I got my contact, man. It's 317-557-9880.
Hold on, let me listen,
y'all don't put something about here. They
yeah.
have everybody in the world calling you.
I just thought about this.
This ain't my show. Hold on.
Exactly.
Can I get you mine?
Yeah, I'll type it in. I'm going to type it in on here, then I hit you and you save it in. What it is?
7478. I'm saying, Stack 'em. I came through New Mind Entertainment. I know all them cats. I was hanging with Big Country all that night. I did the VIP when Hov. Kanye West, Big Country Kings, and T.I. when they was at the, not the Highline, yeah, I think it was the Highline Ballroom about like 3 years ago.
Yeah, hell no, it's a small ass world, I tell you.
I know all of them, man. I keep, man, when I was 19, man, these niggas think I'd be, but man, I was told with Too Short, Master P, I know all of them. Snoop Dogg used to, open, when I opened up for Master P, Snoop Dogg was open when the act for No Limit Soldiers. I've been in this gangsta, I was 19. My brother was down with Redhead Kingpin, the 45 crew. I know Big Bob, I know Teddy, I know AJ Savage. You know, remember AJ, the rap song, AJ. I know all these cats. My whole family's in the music business. That's my cousin. I call her the Miss Michael Jordan the opera because she's a superstar opera. That's my cousin in the movie, Driving Miss Daisy, singing at church. That's my cousin. That's my first cousin.
All right. That's what's up. Let's see our exchange numbers. We're going to go back to Trifling for a minute. Can we get Trifling for a minute?
Let's go. I want to get on Trifling. I'm going to eat this shit up right now. No, I got niggas right now, to hook up with the jewel. They want to post up $100. Come on, $100, $200 per hour? I got motherfuckers ready to spend $800, $900 per hour. And they say, no, that's some trifling shit. What kind of, is that nickel and dime? Where y'all learned that going somewhere? Where y'all learned that? That's nickel and dime.
Preach, brother, preach.
That's some trifling shit.
Preach, brother, preach.
Post up on some shit, $100 an hour, and you got motherfuckers ready to spend $500, $800 an hour? That's some trifling shit right there. Trifling ass shit. Oh, I don't need no pimp. We ain't pimps today. The pimp shit graduated. We entrepreneurs. We ain't pimps. We entrepreneurs. We freelance long. Matter of fact, the pimp shit, we out the pimp game. We freelance with our shit. We don't even want your money. We just trying to help y'all get money. And y'all still saying no. That's some trifling shit. Where the fuck they do that at right there? Listen, another thing. If I'm paying you to do a damn service, that means I'm the employer. If you get a job, what you do what they say, right? They paying you. If I'm paying you, you have to do what the hell I say. I don't do what you say. I'll pay you and do what the fuck you say. No, you keep doing it. Come on, wait.
All right, Jermaine,
because
you go ham, turkey, cold cut, all types of shit.
Where they do that?
You do it pastrami, pepperoni. All right, we get it, nigga. We do it. Damn, we going in, see?
It's Jermaine. If you want to go in the store, you buy some shoes and dress and come back out, and that shit don't fit. You going to make it fit. You ain't going to get your money back. Nah, you going to go back and get your money back. Why you paying for it? And then this is what they do. You pay $200, they fuck the ride your dick and suck you.
I get it. We got other people that want to go ham too. Damn, Jermaine, you went ham, turkey, spaghetti, and meatballs.
It's trifling. I did with BBW. It's trifling, yo. And I'm hot. I've been doing BBW since 2006.
All right, Jermaine. You ain't going to be beating up on my sisters.
But they trifling, though.
I feel you, Jermaine. I feel what you're saying. Thank you. Once again, thank you for your input. Thank you for tuning in. You know, you got Gingerbread Man and you got the contact. Y'all changed contact. You know what I mean? I really do appreciate your input. And thank you for going ham, turkey, spaghetti, and meatballs. That's what's up. I guess he got cut off. That is too much right there. That was insane. Jermaine, the BBW spokesman, King, a.k.a. James Brown Jr., the hardest working man in showbiz, representing Hackensack, New Jersey. That's what it do. Gingerbread Man. Try laughing at. What happened?
That was trifling.
What? Don't say that. That's not nice.
My point is that it's straight. my nigga right there. It's Phaser, man. I like him.
It's Phaser, man. Go ahead, man. He's the king of trifling.
Oh, shit. Where he go? Where he go?
I don't know. What happened?
Oh, man.
We talking, man. He was talking like
a
demon.
Fucking switchboard. When the switchboard come back, we going to get him back in here. What kind of song? You want to hear these songs?
Play the vagina song. We missed the vagina song. Play the vagina song.
The vagina song?
Yes, play the vagina song. I missed my vagina song.
Hey. I'm sorry, man. Hey, wait a minute.
I don't have access to the...
Okay, hold on, y'all gotta let my cheek. My cheeks hurt.
Welcome to our world.
Oh shit! Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah,
hey,
but did you say welcome to our world, lady?
Oh shit! Okay,
yes,
let me sign this. Then. Who made that motherfucker?
What? Will Al. Will Al
Yankovic made that?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh shit! I didn't never know that. Weird Al. Okay, hold on. Let me go through. Yeah, I don't see Weird Al. Weird Al.
It's at the bottom.
Uh-huh. I looked at the bottom.
It starts with the T. I didn't do it by the alphabet. I did it by the title.
Oh, well, see, if you kill yourself.
Some of them are hairy, some of them are bald, some are kinda scary, and this is what they're called, vagina.
Y'all know.
That's just some trifling shit to say. Anyway, We're going to be on tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, and at 10 p.m. Eastern, we're going to slide over to the old school. It's Old School Wednesdays, right?
Yep.
Old School Wednesdays.
Old School Wednesdays on Shark
Team Radio. Shark
Team Radio.
Welcome to the Gingerbread Man, or Gingerland, excuse me. Welcome to Gingerland.
Yeah,
we're going to simulcast with him.
Yes, y'all get everybody get a free ticket to get on the boat and float over to Genderland. Only thing wrong is you got to swim back and get them wet.
I did tell myself I wasn't calling you no more. I remember why now.
Well,
why
not call Ginger?
It's the person you know.
I said, Twinkle. I want you to tell me the first time that pussy was stinking. And what
you
kind of face did
like
it make
I
you make?
Because you always ask me the most raunchiest questions ever.
She
like,
called me rat.
Up late at night thinking about them, just, I bet you people call. I bet
she
you.
She called it raunchy. Why I got to be raunchy? She told me I was ratchet on Facebook.
You are.
Ginger, you ratchet as hell.
Am I newly retarded? You can't help that part.
Yeah, I told y'all I'm messy as hell. I'm messy, messy, messy. Y'all know I don't give a fuck
crazy.
And I ain't got no sense. Y'all know I ain't got no sense.
None at all.
How y'all think y'all gonna react around me if my own family say I embarrass them? The hell? Hey, a motherfucker called, sent me a message on Facebook and said, Gingerbread, for the way you talk and the way you act, I did not expect you to look like that. What kind of shit is that?
Wow.
Now my
I've
question
gotten that
is,
before, though.
Like, my
I've
question is, what am I supposed to look like talking the way I talk? Well,
supposed to be fat and ugly because you sound like you're hungry and you got asthma all at the same time.
Yeah. That's fucked up. That's all fucked up. I can't help it. I look the way I am and I'm ignorant. We got nice looking ignorant people in the world.
Case in point.
Don't tell me I can't believe the stuff you say and the way you act if you look like that. She must have thought I was going to think it was cute. I wanted to cuss. What you trying to say about me, ho?
Can't go around calling people hoes, sir.
Yes, I can. Would you rather
you talking
me
to the gingerbread man? You know better than that.
You would be liable to get called something anything. So just be glad I ain't say, "Hey, bitch, sign your name on a dotted line, 'cause I own you now." Oh, bitch, you been lying to me. Yeah, you know,
wow.
I only disrespect women when I could get away with it. I disrespect y'all when I could get away with it and y'all let me. Like when I'm hitting it from behind and I pull your hair and I say, "Yo, bitch." Oh, he said it again. I only do it when I could get away with it. Y'all so damn shit don't make no sense. That's a person. You know, I don't even know how to say it.
I know
word,
one
right.
thing, though, Ginger. I know one thing. We're not going to end this show and let Lady C get away with not telling us one of these trifling stories. Lady
yeah.
C. I don't think I forgot, Lady C. We're
I
not going to end this
so.
Show. We're going to leave the best for last, Lady C. You're going to give us something trifling for me. We can...
You good, Chris, because she was so
right.
slick, she made me
how
forget
you doing,
Miss
Parker?
Get her. Say get her. Get her.
I quit Miss Parker.
I want to know about some of that gutter butt Miss C shit. I want to know about
that
the time you
only in Louisiana. You got to tell me they doing over there in Baton Rouge.
I want to know about the times you was in the club when you fucked the nigga in the bathroom. And got home and took off your clothes and looked in the mirror and you had a dried up crust bubble on your stomach from the net. I don't know how that monkey shit.
No, I don't do that.
Why you lying?
I
you know
don't
you,
do it in the club.
You know
no,
you took yourself out of that
SUV
club.
In the driveway. In the SUV in the driveway maybe, but not in the club.
That's worse than in a club. At least you got nice music to listen to.
He had limousine tinted windows. I guess that was trifling. I was staying with my daughter. And... yeah,
he was. If she would have walked out there and said, Mommy, can you go give me some chips from the gas station? Oh, my God.
And we were parked right by her bedroom window.
Oh, y'all are funny. Now, you know, if y'all know like I know, I know cars. Like, I grew up, I'm a mechanic, low-key. I got too much now to fix on a nigga car. I wish I would fix a nigga car, but I'm a mechanic. And one thing I know about trucks and SUVs is that if it ain't spanking brand new right off the car lot, that mean it got a little usage in it. And if it got usage in it, that mean y'all fucking, that mean the motherfucking axles and the motherfucking struts is squeaking. And you and that motherfucker by her window while she in there trying to watch Blue's Clues and all she hear. Mama, why the car got hydraulics? She ain't know your mama has
My daughter was grown.
Still, she was in there watching Sex in the City. That's still nasty to hear your mama having sex.
She was.
And this is a crazy shit. And then when you come in the house, she say, Mama, I didn't know you dated nobody that had hydraulics. Baby, them weren't hydraulics. That was your mama pussy in there. She clinked on that shit up in that motherfucker.
You just trifling, Miss Parker.
Miss Parker.
Well, they told me that we could do it in the SUV. I didn't think we could, but we could.
Yo, I could do it in a Geo. What the fuck are you talking about? Me and LaCrush could get it in a compact Geo.
I'm a super fluffy. He was 6'9". I was trying to figure out how it worked, but it worked.
Let me tell you this.
Ooh,
the gingerbread man
sound like
and LaCrush. I'll fuck y'all in these 6'9 ass niggas. I'm 6'1", motherfucker. And the gingerbread man can get it in with you motherfucking super fluffies. I don't give a fuck. We can get in the back of a Dodge Neon. I'm going to tell you how to do it. I'll put crush ass, and then I lay both motherfucking seats back, and then I push them real hard till they snap past the part where they supposed to go. I'll put crush ass in there. I'm going to put one leg out the left window. I'm going to put the other leg out the right window. God damn it. And I'm going to come in between and show her how to stick shift. God damn it. Tell me.
Fuck up the car. That better not be a rental either.
Yeah, because we're going to have to pay for that shit.
Exactly.
Nah, we got that shit for the police auction.
Into and they destroyed the inside. That's what I'm saying.
Well, we got that shit for the police auction.
We're going to say that shit was stolen. We're going to say that shit was stolen and they're going to find you on the side of the road.
Oh, shit. You just gave me a flashback. I remember when me and my niggas used to break in cars the fuck, because we couldn't, like, you couldn't just take the chick when you turned 15 and 14 and take her to your mama house anymore. Like, I could. My OG was cool, but my niggas couldn't. So, you know what I mean? When we was with their cribs, we would literally break in motherfucking cars just to fuck a bitch. And then, I know motherfuckers used to be, when I think about it years later, like, what the fuck all the motherfuckers come out find condoms and nut stains in their car? We done broke in their shit. We ain't steal shit. But I fucked the lining out of something in your car.
Wow.
Like a motherfucker. You come out, go to work, you sit your coffee in a little cup holder and shit. You sit your papers on the passenger side. When you go to grab your papers to leave, you got a condom hanging off the end of them. Like, what the fuck?
And then your wife done came into your car and I found the condom and knowing damn well it wasn't her. And you got a lot of divorces because of y'all.
I didn't never think about it like that. How many minutes did I get? I mean,
you was fucking in my car. It wasn't me, baby.
It wasn't me.
Walked in there.
That's crazy, because I did it like about 5-6 times in different cars. And we didn't do it a whole bunch, but we did it a few times. And now I ain't never think about it like that. Like, I probably got some niggas in trouble. I done probably broke up some marriages all because I was horny. Hell no.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Oh, well, shit.
Only thinking with the wrong head. Only thinking with the wrong head.
Well, if he was dicking that pussy good enough, she wouldn't have shit to be fussing about anyway, so fuck it.
You know what? Y'all had sex, so y'all had sex.
My dick's so good. My dick so good, it made women say, see, a car, I could be fucking you, and you come in the next day, get in the bed, and a condom stuck to your forehead, and they're grabbing and say, oh, we must have left that in there last week. Oh, let me throw that away. That's not good. I make motherfuckers come up with stories to make up stories for me. I don't make up my own story. My dick's so good, the woman make up the story. And I know she got to feel stupid saying that shit, but she do it. Oh, girl, he won. That condom was in. Hold on.
It must have got wrapped in the sheets when I washed them.
Uh-huh. He don't even use Magnums. He use Lifestyle. Why he got a man? Oh, he must have just changed one day. Yeah, I changed in that hole. I changed in that other pussy.
OMG. Yeah, I listen to Soul Fantasy Radio. I think it's time for us to wind down in a minute. Thank y'all for tuning in. Only Gingerbread gotta leave us off or something, right? Lady C, don't forget we're gonna be on air tomorrow, 9 PM. We're gonna simulcast with the world famous the Gingerbread Man. It's gonna be wicked. We're gonna get wicked for real.
Yeah.
Did all that same Jermaine come back yet?
I'm listening to y'all, 'cause I'm a listener well as a talker, 'cause I'm always trying to learn, you know what I'm saying? My dad always told me you can't learn that with your mouth going all the damn time. You gotta shut up. So when you need to shut up,
thank you.
Like I got a BBW friend down south. She older than me, you know what I'm saying? I used to like her, you know what I'm saying? I did. We used to mess around with her. I was like 14, and she was like 18 or 19, you know what I'm saying? And said, "Man, you keep running up your mouth. I'll put my chin in your goddamn mouth." That's what you tell me. Nigga, keep running up your mouth. I'll put this chin in your damn mouth. And she got some big-ass titties, too, boy. She said, keep talking. I'll put a chin in your mouth. See, downside, we start fucking when we 12 years old. See, up here, these girls and dudes, they start fucking when they 16. We start 12 years old. I was 12 years old. I was fucking girls 16, 17 when I was 12. I got niggas making babies when they were 13.
Wait a minute. This nigga said, Shut up, I'll put the titty in your mouth.
Man, that's what she's telling me. This shit, I hate to say it though, man. They say the South is slow. Man, the South ain't slow, man. This motherfucker's slow up here. I hate to say it, yo. It's game down South, yo. Man, the shit, they talking about these swing apart. Man, we've been doing that shit, yo. I got games, sexual games and shit that I can do at a swing party right now and they'll think it's something new. I got all kinds of sexual games to bring to a swing apart, and they're swearing new. They're swearing new. And we've been doing that shit down south. Because, see, down south, we don't have shit to do but fuck. That's all we.
I need to call all the time.
This is insane. Jermaine out of Hackensack, New Jersey. That man go ham, turkey, pepperoni. He go Italian sausage. He go in. Man, it's crazy. But
I think he want a hint of pepperoni too.
Wow. Come on, put it in your mouth. I tell people that too. Shut up, I'm putting it in your mouth. Shut up, I'm putting it in your mouth. I was telling niggas that. I don't know if they like it. Anyway, okay, I gotta hang the show. There we go, that's what I was waiting for. Y'all wanna say y'all shout out to Lady C? Anybody wanna say shout out to? Oh, shout out to everyone listening. Hope you enjoyed your day, Black Reporter. Trifling ass.
Hell no. I got a shout out I want to give.
Mm-hmm.
Can I give a shout out?
Yeah.
Y'all ready for my shout out?
Yeah.
Here she is.
Hey, wait. I'm stepping in there, y'all.
Did you hear about my intro?
Yeah, I was about. Hold on, here we go.
Here she is.
She is
so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Let me hide in my shirt.
I paid good money for that.
Yeah.
He's a gangster. I paid good money for that.
Yeah, I like that. It's yes.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Good night.
Are they going into overtime with you?
They can.
Where's Candy?
Well, everybody on there.
Where's Candy?
Watch this.
Uh-huh. Where's Candy?
That's Candy, not here.
Hey, DJ, man, I need to get up with you, though, man, for real, though, man. I need to get up with you for real, man. For real.
Because
I'm going to tell you some shit, man.
Did I write this right? Did I write this down right? It's 973-7528. Yep, 7498. That's me. Because Ratman came to my house one time, man. Ratman came to my house one time. He was up here chilling. Rock caught me one morning. Rock caught me. And he said, you know what, Ratman, I need to tell Ratman. You told Ratman he need to come on the phone fantasy show and kick it with LaCrush, okay?
That's my brother, though, man. He took care of me when I was down there. That nigga did me up, yo. That nigga showed me straight love, yo. All them niggas showed me love. I told you when I come out, I'm going to shut the game down and things may come out. As soon as I hit the high spring, watch, I shut it down. I'm going to go like quadruple platinum when I bought the first off. I'm going to go quadruple platinum because everybody know me.
Quadruple platinum.
They're going to say, this nigga done made this fool. Yeah, let that fool loose. That's what they're going to say. They're let that fool loose right there.
I don't know why they did.
Because everybody know me, I'm telling you.
I'm going to play it again.
Some of them are hairy.
Vagina.
Hey, I was thinking about doing some drop foot on Black Report too. That stroking, because you know I got a download. I'm thinking about doing a drop. I was like freestyling on. I was like, yeah, I got my man Black Report on. He's sitting here chilling, and guess what? He be stroking.
When I start making love, I don't just make love, I be stroking. That's what I be doing. I be stroking. I stroke it to the east, and I stroke
it to the west, and I stroke it to the woman that I love. See, I know that news. I was raised in Alabama. That's how we play. I came up on that news when I was 14. That nigga blind. Listen, how the fuck you gonna be stroking you blind, yo? You can't see. That motherfucker blind can't fuck. Ain't
you ain't
gotta stroking.
See it, baby. You ain't gotta see it.
You can feel it.
That nigga blind. He's been stroking.
You ain't gotta see it to be there. You ain't gotta see it.
I know that. Ray Charles proved that shit. Ray Charles proved that shit in the movie. That nigga was goddamn shooting Harry. That nigga was cutting the shit up blind and shooting that shit.
Ray Charles, the only thing I know, can bust a nut in any direction and can't see shit.
And can't see shit.
He busted that nut, though.
Thank you. That nigga was getting more a blind mother. Listen, how a blind motherfucker was getting fucked every woman, and then the nigga was shooting heroin. He was cooking that shit. He was cooking that shit and shooting that shit and can't see a lick.
He could smell it real good.
Yeah, he had to. Shit, nigga, I didn't put too much dope in it.
Hold on, you got too much dope in there, nigga. I can smell it, nigga. You need to put a little bit more water in there, nigga. Put some water in there.
Oh, boy.
Nigga, you trying to kill me, nigga. I'm trying to get high. You trying to kill me.
But he knew the difference from some pussy and some dick, though. Oh, dude got in the bed. He felt this motherfucking wrist. He said, get your ass out of here. Get out of here, right, man. Get out of here.
You ain't going to do nothing. Let me get to the monkey.
Y'all crazy.
A blind motherfucker. He's fucking more than anybody. Anybody. A blind motherfucking ass. Shooting dope, fucking, and everything for you. A potential lick.
He was a old school rock star. That nigga got white boy wasted in Motown days.
He is.
Real.
But he's about how to get to that.
But yo, man. Hey, I got to get with Jimmy Brad, because I got to get up with rocking them, yo, man. Because I'm planning on going to Atlanta, man. We did some shit after that after party, yo. We got some girls, yo, and took these motherfuckers to the hotel room, and oh, my goodness, in the ATL. Early in the goddamn morning. But I was a superstar. Them niggas love me. Them niggas love me to death. Because you can't get up, man, them niggas love me. I know how to party. That's me. I know. Diddy don't know how to party. She trying to tell me. I heard about Diddy. She nigga don't know how to party. I know how to fucking party.
Diddy ain't got
Ask K Slay. Ask K Slay when I went to the after. K Slay, I went to that nigga Adley's party. Oh, with that Straight Fat magazine? I took that nigga Shine. I tried to get the nigga to play my music. I tried to get a nigga $500 and give me one spin to play ass. He wouldn't do it. I had $2,000 on me. And all his girls. So Lil Nat, she was on the mic. And Lil Nat knew me. When he found out Lil Nat knew me, he knew something was wrong. So she went down the mic. She got my name out on the mic at the club. We was in the club Shadow, I think it was that night. And after that, I said, fuck it. I bought like seven bottles. Absolute. Here. I gave one of the birthday girls $100 damn. I gave my CD, everything. For you know what, Pat Poof came up to me. Rick Ross came. I took that nigga Shine. Straight up took this nigga Shine. But the girl, I ain't going to lie, when he left, them girls left with him. But you know what? I got a kiss from every damn body. Every goddamn body. All them kisses. All four of them. He had like 30 or 40 of them on the shoulder. And when they left, they all gave me a kiss and shouted me out and every damn thing. Man, I ain't just starting this game. People think I just started this game. I'm trying to tell 8-Ball MJG. I know all the niggas. Better yet, you know that tall nigga with the 69 boys? Come on, ride that train. Choose to that tall nigga. I'm going to whoop his ass about my boy G-Money. Because his dad was wanting to get my boy G-Money, and he didn't want him to holler. And so we was in Pensacola, Florida. We was at the concert. We was doing the concert, and it was Snoop. Everybody back there, it was 8-Ball MJG. It was Too Short, Masterpiece, everybody back then. And I told him, I was like, G-Money, we underground. We ain't even got no fucking money. And then nigga hating on you because his dad is trying to holler at you. I said, nigga, why you hate? And then we put him down on the mic. He wouldn't let us get on the mic. He was hogging the mic and all that bullshit. Them niggas had to put me in a limo. Them niggas had to put me in a limo and got there and smoke out. I ready to whoop this nigga ass. And then that nigga, the dude that owned the Sugar Hill, what they call it, Club Sugar Hill down there, I was finna whoop his ass. Because he didn't want to let me back in the VIP when I came out. He gonna tell me, he gonna go back here, come on back here. He gonna ask everybody in the VIP, do y'all know who this is? All of them niggas, it was Ludacris, everybody looked up. Yeah, that's insane.